Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
We're going to stay with more aggro off the pitch now, because did you see Man City player Erling Haaland's father, Alfie, last night? He was escorted. He's a former professional footballer himself. He was escorted out of his corporate box during the match Real Madrid versus Man City for allegedly throwing peanuts and insulting nearby Real Madrid fans. Now, security intervened. The incident has sparked, he's gotten viral, obviously, and sparked a commentary and debate about how parents should react on the sidelines. Now, I know this could be a little bit different, but we're joined now by performance psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin, Dr. Stephen McIver. You've watched the footage, Stephen.
I have indeed, Cormac, yeah. Not a glowing example for any young athlete.
or young parent either. We do get an awful lot of complaints or discussion on this programme when we discuss this stuff about parents and the sidelines and parents giving out too much or maybe being abusive or just saying too much. I mean, where's the line?
Well, the line is blurred, I suppose, Cormac, and parents are humongously important for kids to get involved in sport, pushing them into sport, etc., etc. They also act, as we've seen with Alfie, rightly or wrongly, as role models. And then they also interpret sports. They interpret setbacks for kids. So how the parents behave, how they act, the messages they send to the kids really sets the kids up for development or the opposite.
Yeah, except though, I know when I'm watching my own son, he's 7, it's very difficult not to shout, good, bad or indifferent.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, that's the kids, all kids want to impress their parents and they want to get that compliment, etc., etc. And parents are fantastic at getting kids involved in the first place. There is a time and place later in the stages where the parents can take a little few steps back, still be involved, still support, but give a sense of more autonomy to the kids, which then allows them to focus more intrinsically and focus better on their performance attributes and what they want to deliver in it, in their performances. But it's natural for parents and anyone to get involved. But what example do we set if, as we've seen, unfortunately, parents gesticulating with the referee, arguing with another parent, and then all of a sudden, we don't teach good self-regulation for kids. We don't give them a good example. We're more reactionary, and that doesn't help kids enjoy their sport or stay in their sport.
So what is acceptable then, Stephen? Because I'm a bit like Cormac, I can't help myself shouting. The two of us on the sidelines shouting. But I think it's mostly encouraging. I'm sure Cormac is the same, you know, with a bit of sort of, you know, get on in there sort of encouragement.
I find
it works as well, you know. Yeah, but is that okay, you know?
Well, it's always very good to give positive feedback. Mm. But if we look, every kid wants to win. Every kid, you know, wants to be their best and not want to make a mistake. How the parent reacts or how a parent reacts when they do make a mistake or when they do lose a match, that's crucially important to give balance to the kid. If it's, you know, the parent equally distraught or upset, then it only makes the kid feel a little bit more isolated, a little bit more less impactful. So in terms of complimenting kids and giving feedback, it's crucial to put it on to things that attitude, effort, communication, work rate, the things that the kids can consistently repeat because they're much more controllable, gives them a sense of control and it gives them a sense of ownership, which allows them to enjoy their sport much more. But the
is
more
there
we
a danger,
put the emphasis on
it, sorry, yeah, I just want to ask you very quickly, is there a danger, do you think, that some parents maybe will be trying to live their own dreams through their kids playing, or is that just sort of a stereotype?
No, it is and it isn't. I mean, the lines do get blurred and kids want the parents want their kids to be successful, and they get invested in that. But there is a line where, you know, they've got to interpret these setbacks for the kids, and to be able to support them when the kid does go through these setbacks. That allows them to stay in their sport and allows them to continue in it.
Seems like we have an awful lot of homework to do. but thank you anyway, Dr. Stephen McIver, sports psychologist, for that.